Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into a slew of things from around American soccer, including some of the latest MLS action and a look ahead at the U.S. Open Cup's second round. We'll get through all of that in less than 10 minutes, because here on the Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and talk soccer. All right, folks, let's start things off with the U.S. Open Cup. The second round of the Open Cup kicks off tonight, Tuesday, April 2nd, as I'm recording on Tuesday, April 2nd. We had an incredibly action-packed first round with lower division teams from around the country taking on each other, and there was plenty of wild stuff. You can go check out and refresh yourself on some of that wild stuff. Our very own John Morrissey had a great superlative piece up after that first round. So much chaos in the U.S. Open Cup, as always. We love it. We love the U.S. Open Cup. In this second round, we are still looking at lower division teams from around American soccer getting ready to take on each other, as then we'll start getting some USL Championship teams and some MLS teams entering the competition soon. Some games that I'm watching out for: El Farolito, after they took on Portland Timbers 2. This is El Farolito, as in the Northern California burrito restaurant. El Farolito taking on Central Valley Fuego FC of USL League 1. I want to see if El Farolito can continue their magical run forward. That game will be tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then a second game that I'm watching out for: Union Omaha hosting Des Moines Menace. Union Omaha in USL League 1 as well. Des Moines Menace, a USL League 2 team that made headlines by snagging Sasha Kljestan out of retirement away from MLS 360 and all of his other work over at MLS and Apple, and plopping him down in the middle of their attacking shape. They've also snagged AJ De La Garza, former fullback in Major League Soccer. He will be joining their squad as well for this Union Omaha clash. It's been a really fun story. It's been a reminder of how fun the Open Cup can be. And some of the magic of this tournament that is often looked at, certainly by Major League Soccer, it seems, is more of a hindrance. And by those of us on the outside who don't have any real allegiance to any particular club, it's just a really fun, joyful tournament. I'm stoked for the Open Cup. We have a great piece from Charlie Bohm, a legend in American soccer media. His first piece for Backheeled. We've got a good story over on the site about American soccer's Rubik's Cube. That's the U.S. Open Cup. It's a real challenge to figure out exactly how this tournament should progress and what it should look like going forward. There were real plans, as Charlie details in his very well-reported and thoughtful look at the Open Cup. There were plans to really elevate the tournament this year with a new shiny broadcast deal. Real plans to go in and actually add some value monetarily for teams and even players as they progress through the tournament. It felt like this year was going to be a different year for the Open Cup in a positive way. And now, after all the MLS drama that we've talked about on this show and on the site before, now it didn't hit that level that U.S. soccer wanted it to hit. So a great look from Charlie at what was planned and what maybe still could be for future versions of the U.S. Open Cup. A look from the top division, from the lower divisions, all around the game, including on the media side. Go check out that story on backheeled.com. Charlie put a lot of work into it, and it is excellent. One of the best things that we published over on the site. That is a look at the U.S. Open Cup. We'll have plenty more about the Open Cup on backheeled.com as this week unfolds. Now, very quickly, let's take a look around Major League Soccer and the CONCACAF Champions Cup. We're in the quarterfinal stages of the CCC. Three MLS teams left in: Columbus Crew, Inter Miami, and New England Revolution. The Crew and New England play today on Tuesday. Inter Miami will take on Monterrey on Wednesday. This could be a really rough round for MLS teams. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. The Crew could be without Cucho Hernandez, who apparently violated some team policy, according to Wilfred Nantse, after their 2-2 draw with Nashville SC over the weekend. We don't know if Cucho is going to be involved in this game or not. If he's not, I think the Crew are maybe as good as gone in this tie against Tigres. Some questions there. New England still have all sorts of problems. They're yet to pick up a win in MLS play. And at this point, it feels like CCC is just dragging them down, because I don't think they can beat Club America. And then Inter Miami, they've been without Leo Messi. He's now back training with the team. Maybe that means we will see him against Monterrey. Ah, man, they're still missing so many other players. They've been dealing with issues at center back. We saw Sergio Busquets have to play there against NYCFC. They're missing Federico Redondo. They're just light right now on top tier first team contributors. That is a problem, and one that could derail their CCC campaign against Monterrey. It was always a potential problem when you're as old in key spots as this Inter Miami team is this season. We will see how much that holds him back against Monterrey on Wednesday. Now, to take a quick look around Major League Soccer, I want to give Austin FC some credit. Feels like Josh Wolf has maybe found a little bit of a recipe now that his team is closer to full fitness. Sebastian Driussi in the starting lineup picked up a lovely assist and had some other great moments, including a Rabona through ball in behind Dallas's backline in a 2-1 win for Austin, their first win of this young Major League Soccer season. They have 6 points, and they're in 11th place over in the Western Conference. A lot of work still left to do, but things seem to make sense for Austin and how they align themselves. Danny Pereira playing as a single pivot number six. You had Sebastian Driussi over in the left half space as more of a sort of box-to-box, number 10, number 8 kind of player. Not doing a ton of defensive dirty work, but that was where he was positioned in the attack. And then Diego Rubio up top as the number 9, someone who can drop in and link play, but also someone who can crash to the back post and score goals as he did against Dallas. The pieces just fit a bit better for Josh Wolf and company against a really, really poor FC Dallas team right now. It's hard to take too much away because Dallas are just that far down in the dumps. But man, things aligned a bit better for this Austin team. They moved the ball better and they actually created chances, scoring a couple of nice goals in this one against Dallas. For Dallas's part, to stick in Texas, man, basically everything that could go wrong for this team has gone wrong so far in 2024. Jesus Herrera in and out of the lineup. Petar Musa still isolated up top. Paxton Pomykal out for the season. Iaramendi in midfield, he's been dealing with injuries, was unavailable over the weekend. The center backs look poor. Nkosi Tafari can't hold everything down, and the wing backs aren't bringing a whole lot in terms of attacking production. Man, this Dallas team is a reminder that no team in MLS is above just having the bottom fall out of the car as they're trying to drive. Dallas certainly seem to be in some trouble right now. Looking over at the Eastern Conference for a moment, I continue to be incredibly impressed with what Troy Lesane and DC United are doing this season. They pick up a 1-0 home win against CF Montreal. The press is fun. Their possession play is fun. Out of what really looks like a 4-1-4-1 pressing shape, DC will get in your grill. They certainly got into CF Montreal's grill. Christian Benteke is leading the line and is active and involved in the press. There's so much to like about what this DC team is doing. I was not high on them whatsoever coming into the year. I still don't see the top-end talent really differentiating this team in big moments, but the tactical structure is there. And they have some players on a DP level, including Christian Benteke. You look at Mateus Klick in midfield as well, who can help drive this team forward. Like, they're doing a lot of things very, very well right now, DC. The same goes for CF Montreal. There were big compliments from Laurent Courtois towards Troy Lesane and this DC squad after the game. Both of these teams very clearly on the rise over in the Eastern Conference. All right, folks, that is it for our abbreviated MLS roundup. We talked Open Cup, we talked CCC. Again, go check out backheel.com. Read our feature on the U.S. Open Cup. Check out our other MLS, USL, NWSL, U.S. Women's National Team, and U.S. Men's National Team analysis that's up on this site right now. That, folks, though, is where we will call it a day. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back again real soon.